Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coya with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here with Mike, our Portage County Safety Council manager. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Hey, today is a real special event for us. This is our 50th episode.
Can you believe we did 50 so far, Nick?
I know. This whole adventure started back in November of 2017, where we had this crazy idea that we were going to make safety podcasts. No idea that this was going to turn into such a large endeavor. And by February of 2018, we were listed on iTunes and just reaching out nationally. I mean, it's been an amazing adventure.
Yeah, one of the surprising things, Nick, is some of the downloads from other nations. There's a handful of them, but other states in particular, Maryland, California. Most of them, obviously, are still from Ohio, where we are centrally located. But just exciting to know that your reach is getting further out there than just your local community.
Yeah, we started out as a small safety council of 100 plus members wanting to provide some education tools and services for our members. And now it's a national thing that's even been picked up by Spotify. So this is really exciting. I'm happy we hit 50. I mean, we've had some adventures this year, haven't we?
Absolutely. We've had some fun times. We laughed, we cried, we ate cake.
Hey, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I can't believe the versatility of speakers we brought in too. I mean, it's not just been you and I sitting here having conversations. Absolutely. On a weekly basis. We brought in, how many different guests did we have this year to date so far?
Up to the first 50 episodes, Nick, we've had 21 different guest speakers that we've interviewed on the podcast or have done our safety talks or safety blast.
Wow, that's awesome. So 21 different professionals from different industries providing information to our listeners. That's really exciting. And we've worked with a lot of different organizations too. It's not just, you know, one safety consulting firm that we've been working with.
Absolutely. We actually had 12 organizations participate in the podcast, which is awesome. Brad Herzig Safety is a real good one. AAA, Family and Community Services, Mozilla Lifting Technology. That was a great one without Able. Ohio BWC, obviously. Portage County Health District, Rockwell Automation, Swift First Aid, the Great Lakes Construction Company, Universal Hospitals, Portage Medical Center, and Ving.
Wow. You know, and what's really neat about that list when you listen to that, it's not just all small local businesses. Some of those are national businesses that
Absolutely.
Have been engaged in this process too. And we thank every business that's participated. We thank our speakers and most importantly, our guests for listening to some of the craziness we come up with. But, you know, hopefully they've gotten something out of this.
Absolutely. So, Nick, let's talk about the top 10 downloads since we're celebrating our 50th. Are you a little nervous about this?
You know, you never know what they're going to be, but hopefully people were picking up some good things. So what was our number 10 download? Let's count this down.
Number 10 is actually yours truly. One that you and I did is how understanding the stages of change can improve your safety program. That was a great episode.
It was, you know, and that was our 17th episode. We were still pretty new to this. We were learning some things, but it turned out great. And I think there was a lot of good information in there.
It actually had the same amount of downloads as the next one up, number 9. Which is a safety blast, driving safe in St. Paddy's Day. That was a real fun one with Lori Cook. She's a blast to come have out and record these. The spontaneity and things, the creative way she says stuff, it's always entertaining to have her out.
Well, and it's always great to get messages like that. And that's one of the things that I think we've done well is when special events or holidays are coming up, we tie safety to that specific event and we're able to do that. You know, number 8, though, was 5 reasons to join an Ohio Safety Council. And while this is specific to our Ohio listeners, it's a great service that the state of Ohio has. The Bureau of Workers' Compensation has worked with entities to create these safety councils to get these messages out. And I think that's why that was pretty well listened
to. I was really surprised that was on there, to be honest with you. I thought that was a good campaign to get the word out about safety councils, the monthly safety education that we all do, and the different training opportunities. An opportunity, of course, to get that workers' comp premium rebate. But I was kind of surprised to find it in the top 10, so that was a good thing.
Yeah. And that was also tied with our number 7, which was Tony from Ving. Ving talks about a lot of cool things. And I think we have some special pieces for Ving coming up here in a minute towards the end of this podcast. But Ving is this technology that is engaging the safety community. And it's also engaging the quality improvement of organizations. And technology is a big piece. So it doesn't surprise me to see that one up there.
Absolutely 7. Incredible technology. If you need to do safety training, a guy goes out in the field, you send him a text, you send him an email, they watched a video, you could quiz them. It's all documented for OSHA. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's a game changer. Amazing stuff.
So what came in at number 6 for us?
That was our May Stand Down to Prevent Falls Challenge. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So this was exciting. Every year, OSHA reaches out to companies and challenges them to stand down and discuss fall hazards in the workplace. annually because we see so many injuries and fatalities. And so we challenged in Northeast Ohio businesses to involve and send their numbers into their local councils to see who could get the most involvement. I don't have those numbers sitting in front of me, but we had huge engagement across Northeast Ohio. Nationally, I know they did. And it was just a great way to engage people in that process.
Yeah, just the amount of employees that were trained through the Portage County Safety Council alone was well over 8,000 employees. A large number of those were from the Davy Tree Expert Company out of Kent. They're a large international company, but that fall protection challenge, over 8,000 people were trained in fall protection as a part of this challenge through the Portage County Safety Council and the regional BWC. Amazing stuff.
And then number five came in what?
Number five is the 2018 flu update interview. Now, what was happening, if you guys remember back then, earlier in the year, there was an increase in, I wouldn't call it a flu epidemic, but there was an increase of flu. I believe it was actually two or three times the amount of the previous year back in 2017. So there was a pretty big news. It went into the springtime. So the health department came, partnered with them. They did an update. So that makes sense while it's on there. There's an important topic out in the media. We're covering it everywhere you go. Turn on the TV, Facebook videos, the Record Courier, wherever you're looking, people are talking about the flu epidemic that hit last year.
Oh, yeah. And it reached out to everybody. I mean, it wasn't just listening because it was safety. It was just good workplace health. And that's another piece that we cover here. It's not just safety, it's health too. And that actually tied in with number four, which was our slips, trips, and falls.
Yeah, that was from yours truly, Nick Coya. Yeah, that was a good one, Nick. Honestly, that one is our second episode, episode number two. And that is continually on a consistent basis, one of the most downloaded episodes. We're thankful that you did that. The highest percentage of injuries at work from slip, trips, and falls. So that's an important one that people go back. And from what I've heard, people have actually used this in their toolbox talks and meetings where they actually play this podcast and employees get to listen. So I'm glad that one's having an impact and people are actually taking it on the floor.
I'm just excited that our number two, you know, our second podcast ever got that much attention and really got traction and took off and ran with it. So that's great to hear. We also had at number three, we had another flu prevention. It was just a 1 minute blast to get people's attention about, hey, this is the flu. Here's what you can do to prevent yourself. And that's the nice thing. If you're on our page, on our any of our download screens, you see those blasts. They're just short little pieces to grab your attention and get information out to you in a quick manner.
Right. You have a meeting, need a meeting icebreaker to open it up. You need a toolbox talk. We try to keep the main content to a minute, minute and a half. We have a little introduction and disclaimer and different stuff that might make it up to 2 minutes, but the blast is under 2 minutes, quick to the point. Here's three or four tips how to do that. And that safety blast for the flu prevention back then was obviously a relevant topic. So that's good. And our number three most downloaded podcast so far.
So number two was what?
Our Silica Standard interview with a colleague of yours, Rick Mage.
Yeah, you know what? And rightfully so. I was not surprised that this is number two because silica is a huge game changer right now in the industry, both construction and general industry. OSHA has a pretty hard stance on that. They're looking at it and they're engaging people in that process. So it's great information. If your company or organization you work with deals with silica in any manner, this is worth a listen to just to get your bearings on what you're going to have to do and how you deal with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions regarding even like public entities regarding like ball fields. Is the sand, is that silica? What is this? What do I do? I have a construction company. There's a lot of good area that Rick was able to help clarify for us. And that was an awesome podcast for sure.
So what was our number one? I know everybody's waiting to hear this. Our number one downloaded one. And I was surprised by this, right?
Me too,
I was really surprised. What was our number one?
Is the 2018 Portage County Workplace Health and Safety Expo announcement. I was really shocked. This was our number one downloaded podcast.
Yeah. So at our safety council, we not only have our safety council meetings, not only do we do podcasts, but every other year we do a health and safety expo. And this was our announcement of that and what that was going to entail and be involved in there, speakers and vendors. And that grabbed a lot of attention and it was great for our expo too. It got a lot of people out there that wanted something more than maybe a 15, 20 minute podcast. They wanted some hands-on opportunity. And that's what we were able to present to our guests and our listeners.
Yeah, you know, Nick, as we do these events and you go to the regional expos and even Ohio Safety Congress, there's just so much of these things. It's really hard to articulate on a one or two page flyer. I honestly, you have just at our small expo, we had 16 breakout sessions. How do you articulate that on a registration form? And so that allowed us to kind of get more detail, who the speakers were, a little more information about them, what they're going to cover, throw it out there, how it came about, how it formulated. So in hindsight, it does make sense. I want to know a little bit more about it. The flyer came out. Okay. So what's really the meat and bones out of this thing? And I think the podcast helped do that.
Yeah. And you know, the podcast has been a great tool and the top 10 is exciting to see what those downloads have been. But I've had some favorites along the way too that really highlight what we're trying to accomplish here. And I think the number one that I would like to talk about first is Brad Herding, motivational speaker. Number one, he was phenomenal when he came to the Safety Council.
Absolutely.
And And we really are appreciative that he even took time after that presentation to do a podcast, because we were able to bring in somebody that speaks nationally on safety, safety culture, and engagement of your workforce and do this presentation. And if you haven't heard Brad's, I definitely recommend you go take a listen to that. But here's some of my favorite cutouts from that.
I just grew up as a typical athlete in Northwest Ohio. Sports was a big part of my life. I just finished my sophomore year of high school and was helping out a friend's dad's company and working a third shift operation. As I was operating a 500-ton power press, my friend unknowingly was turning to his back to push the buttons as I was reaching in to adjust a part that was misaligned. And as I was reaching in, 500 tons came down and crushed both of my hands. There was a part of my left hand still kind of mangled, still attached. The right side was literally about 4 inches below the elbow that was what remained. Obviously, that was a life-changing accident for me. I ended up, though, coming back and actually playing some sports, specifically in football, led the team again my senior year, and regained the starting middle linebacker position, a position I'd actually broken a record at my sophomore year of high school, and actually ended up earning first-team All-State honors my senior year. And so I kind of talk about dealing with adversity and finding a way, but also from a safety standpoint, I share some aspects of how we can have a better mindset of safety and protect ourselves.
That's a really powerful story. And honestly, it touched me today listening to this and made me think about safety a little bit differently.
You know, my coach challenged me when I had my own adversity to find a way. Yeah, so it's like first day of practice. I'm out there hanging out with the guys and my coach just yells out to me and says, hey, you know, if you're thirsty enough, you're going to find a way. And so I like thinking, hey, coach, I don't have any hands. How about you pick up the water bottle, right? Like, jerk.
Yeah, when you told me the story, I was like, man, he really is a jerk at
yeah,
first.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, he had my back, and I knew that. And so he had that for sure. But at the same time, this is something I had to do for myself. And so he wasn't going to pick up the water bottle, give me that drink, even though I was super thirsty. He knew I was able to do it. And so obviously I got down, picked it up, got myself a drink. And that was a paradigm shift. I went from thinking and realizing, you know, hey, if I can do this one thing, maybe there are some other things in my life that I can do that I'm not even trying or attempting at. And so it's so often that we shut ourselves down. We don't even give ourselves a shot or a chance. We shut ourselves mentally before we even take a chance at it. So I think getting challenged like that was a paradigm shift for me and trying to open up the door a little bit and seeing possibilities instead of the adversity and the obstacles in front of me. And so, yeah, that was one step along the way, but turning those obstacles into opportunities through finding a way.
Yeah, so that was Brad. I mean, it's always great to listen to his. And that's one of those podcasts I can listen to over and over again.
His message to find a way, it's so inspiring. ESPN did a story on it, and I'm glad he's taken it around the nation and actually to other nations. It's amazing.
You know, it's a game changer, not just for safety, but it's a game changer in your life too. And I think it's a great podcast. He's an amazing speaker. Another one that I think was really good that we do is how we're able to update our listeners on changes that are happening at the federal and state levels. And one of those big changes this year was walking working surfaces. We know slips, trips, and falls are a major issue in the workplace.
Absolutely.
And there were some changes to that. So we brought in Carrie Gray, and she was able to work us through that at the expo, what some of those changes are and how they affect your organization.
What's amazing about this is the number of downloads, even though the rules changed a year earlier, but still there was people that still had questions and clarity. So we actually questioned, remember, behind the scenes, is this still relevant? Because this kind of passed a year ago and it was easy to say, oh no, it's, you know, it's old news now. But actually it wasn't, because a lot of our members, a lot of our listeners are asking questions like, wait a minute, what does this mean for me? What does it look like here? And am I going to get fined for this? What does this entail? And I know you interviewed Carrie, you both did a wonderful job explaining it. So
yeah, you know, and here's some of the great stuff that we talked about.
When I read the standard, the snow and ice popped right out at me. And being in Ohio, we deal with this, it seems like, through most of the year, but it's only part of the year. So what happens is within the standard, the beginning of the standard includes housekeeping. And with housekeeping, it says, you know, you have to keep a clean, neat, sanitary, orderly workplace. And this is where OSHA has the ability to cite folks dealing with housekeeping. But in addition to that, right below that part of the standard, they said you have to know and recognize and reduce existing and recognized hazards dealing with slip, trip, and falls, like protruding surfaces or uneven surfaces or the dreaded snow and ice. So in Ohio, it means a little more than just those few times a year, or hopefully a few times a year, that the snow and ice are falling, because we deal with the potholes and the expansion and the tore up sidewalks and the tore up parking lots afterwards. So we're seeing that as a recognized hazard too. So this is putting some ownership on employers to make sure that they're maintaining their parking lots and their walkways in and out of the building to make sure that employees don't trip and fall, whether there's snow and ice or whether it's a different time of the year. And those would be something that would be a compensable workers' comp claim. And now it's something that's fallen under OSHA's jurisdiction as well. Honestly, I would suggest folks put a policy in place of who's going to deal with that cleanup and what that's going to look like, and who's going to be in charge of maintaining. You know, we get snow or ice and it happens really quick, and that's when folks are going to be leaving or walking out of the building. So we want to make sure that we're managing that, whether we're doing it internally or using somebody externally. We need to have a program around it.
You know, I just want to say thanks again to Carrie for volunteering her time at the expo, but also for doing this podcast.
She's such a great speaker. If you have opportunity to have Carrie come speak to your safety council or come to your company if you're in the state of Ohio, absolutely, she's phenomenal.
Yeah, she does a great job. You know, another area that we focused on this year, Mike, was technology. Technology is a game changer in all industries at this point. And really, companies that are succeeding are buying into technology. And so we were fortunate enough to have one of our sponsors, Ving, actually sit down and do a podcast just on their technology. Not as a sales piece, but to better understand how technology could affect your company.
We all know technology, Nick, is changing the world. Even us who are in the age where we started growing up on a lot of this, it's changing even beyond what we grew up with. It's changing so fast to think of how much technology could help improve the little stuff and free us up to have time to document every single thing that we do and all the training. Think about if OSHA comes in, where's your documentation? Ving is a platform that does it all for you. And no, they're not paying for this advertisement. Right. We were just so impressed with what they offer. We said, we got to sit down and have a podcast with you.
I think for our listeners to truly understand it, let's take a little listen to what Ving had to say today.
Think of a Ving as a microburst of information. And a Ving is a digital pack of that information that you simply drag and drop video, audio, surveys, assessments, images, documents, checklists, right onto that screen. And what our software does, it takes it and makes it look good for you. It makes it a really nice layout. It actually attaches all kinds of code on the back end of it that you don't even need to see. We just do it automatically for you that will automatically create engagement detail tracking for anybody that you send it to. And it'll automatically give you a record of who got, read, watched, listened, or completed all the information that was in that Ving. So imagine if you had a safety training video that you needed somebody to watch, and it was in a microburst, which is exactly how we think today, and we can talk a little bit more about that later. And you put this safety training video on ladder safety into a Ving, and you paired it with a three-question assessment. Our technology allows you to email it, text it, post it, get it to the individual on any device, no matter how you can, on any screen size, and make it super easy for them to interact with. And then on the back end, we're tracking in real time and populating a dashboard so that the accountable person can very quickly find out who hasn't completed which safety information. It's like finding the needle in the haystack. And instead of looking at everybody, you find those five people out of 500 or 300 that are susceptible to getting hurt today because they did not finish the appropriate training.
You know, I'm really excited about this technology piece.
Absolutely.
Technology from Ving to any other app that's out there. There's even audit software now that just allows you as a safety person, or if you're that HR person that fills that safety hat, to be able to go around and click on your phone and do those inspections and at least make a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Now, lastly but not least, we like to have a little fun around here too.
Just once in a while, Nick. Just once in a while.
And it's typically when we let Mike have the microphone to himself. It becomes a little crazy.
If you've ever been to one of our monthly luncheons, you know what he's talking about.
So yeah, it
can be dangerous.
Yeah, we typically don't let Mike on the microphone too often, but today was a special day. And so was the day that we brought in Justin to talk about food inspections.
Oh, Nick, I had so much fun with this interview. And, you know, one of the curious things, if you ever seen the news and the Dirty Dish Award and different stuff, Justin goes around. He's this program supervisor over the health code food inspections that go around the restaurants, pools, spas, all these different things. And they do the inspections. So I had to ask him. I said, Justin, this is about safety and about food safety and all this stuff, but what is the craziest thing that you've seen when you showed up to a restaurant? And I was kind of surprised by his answer.
I think we need to listen to that piece.
Absolutely.
Here.
So, yeah, I've seen quite a few different things. Specifically with food, I can tell you two different stories. The first story is something that I never expected. I went into a facility, and as I'm doing my inspection, I'm walking with the operator, asking the questions, and I open the walk-in cooler, and there's a deer hanging in the walk-in
cooler. Are you serious?
A deer. So, obviously, the deer was not alive.
Let me guess, you're in Manaway.
No.
Sorry, anyone from Manaway listening. No Manaway residents were hurt in recording this message.
Maybe just a deer, but
just a deer.
Typically facilities processing deer, there are special requirements, and it goes through the Department of Agriculture, and there's different things that they have to do. So besides the typical dirty places that I have to go in and clean up, the next thing that worries me is when I walked into a facility and the back walk-in freezer had a bunch of bags of meat with no labelings and nothing on it, and I couldn't really figure out what it was, and of course I couldn't figure out with the operator what it was either. So
mystery meat.
Yeah, let's just say that. Not to single out any kind of operations, but I would call it mystery meat. So that was not a fun day. They sort of got rid of all of that and now have everything labeled and invoices of where it comes from.
See that? We're always afraid of regulation, health department, government agency. You're coming in. I'm thankful for that, right?
Yeah, because we couldn't identify it. The operator couldn't tell us what it was. So we got that one fixed quite quickly.
All right. When you told me you were going to do this, this is not how I expected that podcast to go.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, you never know what to expect. You know, safety can be cut and dry. And sometimes, you know, we'll even admit boring. But when you come in and get the humor, we had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah. You know what? We've had fun all year working through these first 50 podcasts. I'm excited that we hit number 50. And I'm excited to see what the future brings for this podcast channel.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being with us over this last year. We hope we have another 50 episodes coming up. We're going to bring some good stuff in there. We have some episodes on safety culture, some mental health first aid. We have some community spotlights and all kinds of things that are just going to come and help you improve your safety program. So I hope you'll stay with us and subscribe to us on iTunes.
And we might even have a little special event coming up in Northeast Ohio to another safety expo.
Absolutely. That's still secret, but we'll be making that announcement soon. But yeah, just so our listeners know, Nick, we're not only available on iTunes and Google Play now, we're also available on Spotify. That's a pretty big deal for us. A lot of people use the app as a radio as they drive around or they're on their work site, so you can listen to that good safety information directly from your Spotify app if you're a subscriber to that. Also around Stitcher and of course Podbean.
So yeah, there's plenty of opportunities to take a listen. We look forward to getting some feedback from you too. Check out our website and thank you again for listening, and everyone be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.